it's all about kicking back, relaxing, and enjoying the show. Take the time out of your day to listen to new music and the new sound of radio. Tune in every day, all day, for the greatest hits, latest news, and community events that you can be a part of. MoncoRadio.com, where music and minds meet.
Welcome everybody to Damage Radio, heard here live on MoncoRadio.com, where music and minds meet. You know me, I'm RC, alongside Matt, the ultimate Kiss fan Porter. Woo. And we got Ben Harvey in the house. Ben, welcome to Damage Radio. Haven't seen you in a minute, but it's glad to have you back here.
First time as your guest, actually, so I don't know if anyone can hear me right now, but can anyone actually hear me? Okay, good.
You know what's funny? Do that same thing where you unplug. We just tested it. See, now I bet we can hear you talking.
Okay, can you, here we go. Yeah, boom. I can hear myself now.
All right,
perfect.
So look, you're one of the station managers of Monica Radio. We got to get that fixed.
Yep.
Definitely get
that's
on that.
That's crazy. Because last week, we had, if anybody listened to last week's show, and it's probably terrible to start off this week's show by saying, you know, you really should listen to last week's show. But you could hear that we had that same problem with Missy's mic. Now, look, I'm going to say right off the bat, anybody that's listening, anybody within the sound of my voice, if you did not listen to last week's episode with Missy Sampson, you have to go back and listen for one reason only.
One story only.
Did you ever I tell the story of the time I wrestled five midgets in a bar?
Yep, and got pinned.
I can't do it justice. I'm telling you, I listened back to the replay. You hear me laughing in the back like a fool, and there's a reason. That was maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard on Completely Damaged.
Definitely. And Missy had a great story to tell us, and we can't wait to have her back up here again. Her and I go way back from the street team days of...
She's inspiring. I really thought, you know, it's funny, the way that she told the stories. I mean, I remember that was the first time I ever met her, was at the one convention, and she told the story of doing back bumps, and Heidi Lee Morgan had a broken back, but still said, hey, look, come up, I'll train you, you know, going to the house, coming on the bus to the Wawa, you got to call on the phone.
Commitment.
You know, and then the fact that she put Tommy on the spot to cut a promo, considering he didn't even really seem to know who Danny Cage is, you know, he really did I thought it was a pretty solid promo
on the spot.
You know,
yeah.
On the spot. We've had people in here who go, no, I can't do that.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
Definitely. And you just this alone. Sorry, Ben. She has three books out now too, and one book for a training log. Instead of having your own little
anybody, if you go to the show notes of last month's show, the links to her three books are in the show notes. So now that we've talked about, you know, last week's show, go back and listen to it. Look at that. Already, there's a phone. The phone's blowing up. Damaged Radio. Who's on the line? Lower your phone.
It is Danny Kukler.
The Kukamania
running wild.
Yeah,
now look,
right
obviously,
here on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
If we got Kooks on the line, it must be important. Now, here's the funny thing. Obviously, anybody within the sound of my voice, which is all of you, know that this Saturday is the Stock Up Rock Out Radio Marathon. But
yes,
on Friday at noon, Kooks will be warming up the airwaves with Hard and Heavy.
Yes. Boom.
Yeah, so the Hard Rock triumvirate of Hard and Heavy, the Harem, and Kiss Room are all broadcasting live, taking your donations, kissing babies, shaking hands, doing all that stuff.
Shaking the, you know, whatever. I love it. Now, look, so that when you think about it, everybody that's within the sound of our voices knows that they can get not only Hard and Heavy on Friday, but a second helping of Hard and Heavy Saturday at 5.
Merry
so
Christmas
while
early,
everybody's
man.
Thinking about, you know, an extra plate of mashed potatoes, you're bringing it.
Yes, I am bringing the extra helping of mashed potatoes right before Full Gear 2022, AEW Full Gear. Ain't that the truth right there on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet?
So anybody that's tuned in that maybe doesn't know what I'm talking about, and I have our station manager, Ben Harvey, here as well, and he's going to fill in the blanks. But Saturday is our Stock Up Rock Out Radio Marathon. It begins at 8 a.m. with reading masterpieces, and it continues most of the day with some of your absolute favorite shows. While we are live on the air, you should come down to the Monco Radio Studio right here in the Advanced Technology Center, Montgomery County Community College, Bluebell Campus. Make a donation, grab and go kind kind of items. Things like granola bars, that's number one. Fruit snacks like applesauce. Think about this, ready? If you were hungry and you were walking into your kitchen, or you were on campus and you were walking around the quad and you're thinking, man, I got this math test coming up, but my stomach is rumbling.
Yes.
What would you want? What would you grab? What would you take? What would you wish was in granola that box? Number one are granola bars. That's the thing that we want. Think about it. And so just come down. Now, look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to put this out there and I'm going to put Kooks on the spot. I'm going to say that if you come down Saturday at 5 o'clock, Kooks will be live and he will take a selfie with you or give you an autograph free as part of Rock Out or Stock Up Rock Out. Okay.
Wait, so you said anybody, for free?
Free
photos with the Kookinator on Saturday. If you come on Monday, forget it. That's the usual charge. But if you come on Saturday during the event, Kooks will pose for you with your camera, of course. A selfie.
Your camera, yes. With your camera, yes. A selfie.
Man, I might bring the boys up here now.
And we're encouraging everyone to come out.
With their food donation, with a donation item for the Stock Up Pantry right here at Monco. So, Ben, as a station manager, is there anything you'd like to add?
I would just like to add that I'm really proud of all our current DJs on the schedule right now. Cameron is alumni. He does show every week. This is the first time I'm actually talking more than just a few sentences on the air right now today. This is the first time I've been live in weeks, so just getting back to being on air live.
See, now that's fantastic. Now, all I can say is, so Friday at noon, triumvirate seems to be your new word of the day. Did you get that out of the glossary, or where did you find that? That's a big word, like gymnasium.
Triumvirate? I got it out of the glossary, and it seems like the Three Musketeers was already copyrighted, so triumvirate, it was the word of the day.
Well, you're so exquisite, Coops.
There we go.
You know, it's fantastic. Exquisite. That is a delectable word.
Thank you.
Now, look, what kind of things can people expect? Now, obviously, anybody that has any history with Monco Radio knows that, you know, you used to talk all about wrestling, which is why I'm thrilled that you can call into completely damaged here. But what can people expect if they tune in this noon Eastern Standard Time to Monco Radio?
I already actually made the playlist and it's double shots of your favorite Hard and Heavy's favorite hard rock artists. Turnstile, I'm seeing them on Monday. I'm actually seeing them the following Monday on November 21st in Harrisburg. And I'm doing double shots of artists like Metallica, Alice in Chains, Adam Porter's gonna roll his eyes as Ghost.
Well, we want people to tune in.
We want you, but we're doing double shots of your favorite hard and heavy artist. And if you have a request, you can call in and do a double shot of your favorite hard and heavy artist. On Hot and Heavy, yeah.
And look, during that time, 12 to 2 on Friday, anybody that's within the area that wants to come down and make a donation, you could make it the day before while Kooks is here. And if you're here, you could even ask him to play, you know, a double shot of your favorite. Maybe even three songs in a row. Three songs and a selfie with Kooks. People, if you're listening and that doesn't entice you, see, I'm going to try and get a big word.
I'm going to try to go.
You're going to want to be here. Is there anything greater? And look, we're in the Thanksgiving season. We're trying to make everybody feel good, feel thankful, not be hungry. This is how we're doing it, people, okay?
Kooks, besides Rock Up, Stock Out.
This is how we're doing it.
Kooks, besides Monco, Stock Up, Rock Out, what are you thankful for, Kooks?
I am thankful for my job. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for to be able to be on air, of course. I'm thankful for everything, honestly, because I'm grateful to be in a living situation where I can thrive.
No, it's awesome.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Thriving, surviving, keeping alive right here on Monco Radio where Music Minds meet. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday, Kooks.
Yes, and we have to talk Survivor Series matches.
So, you know, that's one of the things now when you think about it. We got Survivor Series coming up the end of this month. Obviously, it's a tradition here in November to have the Survivor Series matches. What are some of your favorite Survivor Series memories?
Survivor Series, my first Survivor Series memory was the 05 one with, like, was Eric Bischoff and Theodore Long going at it, tongue-tying, and like The Undertaker being, and Randy Orton being the sole survivor. But I liked that Elimination Chamber one, where it was the Elimination Chamber, but I liked the old school Survivor Series when they used to have all the tag teams do a Survivor Series match. It was a 10-person, 5-team Survivor Series match. And it was normally the best match on the card, work rate wise. And it was awesome. Like the first 2 years of the Survivor Series, they did it.
You know what's really funny? That's one of the things, if you go back and look at the real early Survivor Series, back when pay-per-view was almost unique, one of the things that's great is that every card includes pretty much a who's who of whoever was in at the time, because they would do that match in the same way Royal Rumble. And I think of Royal Rumble is even higher up on the list as far as this. But you got people involved that maybe wouldn't have made it to a pay-per-view if it was like 8, you know, one-on-one matches. Now everybody's in there. And people you forgot about are in there, which is like, and you look at some of those posters and you say to yourself, you know, wow, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Kooks, I got a one-up you. I remember in 1990, the Dream Team versus the Million Dollar Team. Ted DiBiase, The Undertaker making his debut.
Nice.
Honky Tonk Man and Greg Valentine versus Dusty Rhodes, Coco Beware, and the Hart Foundation, when Gorilla Monsoon said, "Awesome is the only word I can describe The Undertaker."
Oh, yep. Yes!
And just think of all the debuts that we saw there.
We have a wrestling pay-per-view coming up this Saturday night. Full Gear is coming up with Jon Moxley and MJF main eventing for the AEW World Championship. The Acclaimed versus Swerve and Hardcore. The Acclaimed are really over right now. They are on top of the world as AEW Tag Team Champions. We have Tony Storm versus Jamie Hayter. Chris Jericho defending the ROH World title versus Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, and Sammy Guevara, and a whole bunch of other stuff, including a cage match between Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy Jack Perry, and Sting's wrestling with Darby versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal.
See, that's interesting. I feel bad for them that nobody will be watching, though, because they'll all be tuned into the Monco Radio Stock Up Rock Out Radio Marathon happening this Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m., going all the way, all night, yes, all night long. So, look, as much as I like Chris Jericho, he's going to have to realize his fans aren't going to be watching. They're going to be listening to Monco Radio, where music and Jericho's meet.
That's what I don't understand. Like, all these old-timers are coming back. Like, Jeff Jarrett's coming back again. Like, he did his thing in Impact. He had his little run in WWE again. And, like, you have Chris Jericho and all these guys, Christian.
No, Jericho, I don't mind. I minded the Jarrett thing.
I don't get
AEW
it.
AEW does a good job of getting... I don't get the Jarrett thing, honestly. I think they do a good job of building their own stars, like the Acclaimed and MJF. I think MJF is a bona fide superstar. He's one of the... He just drops these promos every week, and your jaw's on the floor with, like, how good he is, how poised he is. And he's only he's, like, 26, and he's, like, and you're like, how poised he is and how good he is on the mic and how good he is as a heel and how he can turn a crowd from loving him to hating him.
I think Chris Jericho has, you know, slowly and almost under the radar carved himself as one of the greatest of all time.
I agree.
Think about that career.
I agree.
And he's been with every federation. He's great wherever he goes.
And he changes his look and his style.
I'm pretty sure that in the 2000 Survivor Series, he keeps referring to Michael Cole as Mitchell, which is even funnier, but it was...
Yeah.
I think it was 2000, and I think that was Jericho versus Kane at the Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So you figure, and I remember him saying, you know, I picked this match with Kane, Mitchell. And then, Michael Cole's like, well, why would you go up against the big red monster? He's like, you know, I picked this match because I want the best. And you go, I think that's pretty incredible.
I just think Jericho carved out an incredible career. I think the AEW run has been a stamp on how his evolution has, like, sort of garnered that. It was the exclamation point that it needed, honestly. And I feel like almost like Jericho sort of appreciates like the flowers he's getting almost. The Jericho Appreciation Society. That might as well be a shoot at this point.
Well, Cooks, before we let you go, I got to ask you, what's the timeline on when you are offering the free autograph session / photo op for the big event coming up?
Friday afternoon from 12 to 2, free autographs from Friday 12 to 2, and then Saturday, 5 to 6, come on down, 5 to 6. So those two time periods, I will be on, and you'll hear Hard and Heavy and get free autographs.
I don't know how we can make it any more enticing. Yeah. You can come in, leave a donation. Look, you can make a donation of a box of granola bars, which costs about $2.50, right? Normally, a photograph with Kooks is at least $50.
True.
So you figure if you can get a photo, a selfie with your phone with the host of Hard and Heavy for free that day, come on.
It's a done deal.
Done deal. Kooks, I'll see you on Friday.
See you Friday, Kooks.
Go listen.
Thanks, pal. See ya.
See you, bud.
What a treat.
How do we top that, Ben?
Yeah, how am I going to top that now?
Seriously.
You know, now look, as one of the station managers of Monco Radio, you mentioned it earlier, you said how proud you are. Yeah. Think about that. We have a superstar like Danny Kukler is going to be coming back on the air Friday and Saturday as part of our Stock Up Rock Out Marathon.
Well, Ben, you train a lot of these DJs coming up in Monco. Like, what is the attitude coming in, and are they always looking forward to giving a certain...
I think this is the first semester in a really long time that I've seen this many people interested in doing a radio show.
Right.
As they walk by and see people live in the studio. It's just exciting to see people that are as excited about radio as they are for professional wrestling.
Absolutely. You are on the air. This is Monco Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Well, the first time's a charm as opposed to seven the previous time. The porter must be on point because the station manager's in the building.
He's in here. That's why everything's working. Ferran, it's always delightful to hear your voice.
You've got to be on your best behavior, and surprisingly, that means I have to as well. Ben, apologies in advance.
No problem.
I'm Ferran, also known as Ferran Burgundy. I've been a co-host of RC's here for quite a while, and I have a bit of radio experience, 12 years of AM radio experience. So
you got more than me. So
I've spent a good amount of time making Porter sweat bullets, but don't worry, I know how to tiptoe up to the line, but I'm not going to cross it. So I put you at ease at there, Ben.
Sounds good.
Now, Fran, I know you're one of the ones. Are you getting in your car right now to get in line to get that Kooks autograph?
No, I'm here working because I've got to make back some money after putting a down payment down on Monday because I have closed on the house.
Congratulations, man.
Congrats.
First time ever purchasing a home. I feel all growed up and stuff.
That's awesome, Ferran.
How's it feel, man?
I mean, there's still so much more. I've got to deal with a couple of little repairs. I still have to move into the place. Once I do so, I'll be able to be more involved with the Monster Factory as the house is in the town of Paulsboro where the Monster Factory is.
So, Fran, for all this, like, I mean, what is your end goal? You've been doing this for a long time. Is your end goal to make it into the WWE or AEW, or are you happy where you are right now because you have done so much in this business?
I'm just trying to get to a point where I'm enjoying life. And it's been a long struggle to get there. I'm still not there. But I think that being able to be at the factory more, be like a 5-minute drive away as opposed to almost an hour as I currently am, I'll be able to be more involved. I'll feel like I'll have a purpose because, you know, now that I'm reluctantly, admittedly, north of 40, I'm kind of at that crossroads of, you know, why am I here? Why am I existing? You know, all of those types of... top of the mountain, Zen monk Buddhist type questions, and I don't have any answers. So I'm just trying to figure it out as I go along, and I figure that being down there will serve a couple of purposes. I'll be able to work with a lot of the newer students, including the one who had an emergency and was supposed to be here today, in case you hadn't mentioned it.
Yeah, we put it up online.
Okay, you put it up online, but you didn't say it on the air. I've been working with you for over a decade.
Well, sometimes you got to throw an audible.
We still have a lot to learn.
Yes.
We figure anybody that's tuned in really just wants to hear from you. And this, you know, him canceling, you know, frees up the airways for you, Ferran.
Okay, that is some bull manure we both
know. Bull manure, I love it.
Called thinking on your feet.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, I know what I want to say. How can I say it and skirt around the FCC regulations?
Right.
That's what all these years of experience can do. That and listening to way too much Opie and Anthony as a kid. But that was my college experience to give my age away a little bit further. But no, along with being able to help some of the younger students, it'll allow me to be more involved in a physical capacity, kind of burn off some of the COVID and depression weight, as that has certainly built up. It's now been 2 years yesterday since my mother passed, and just last night on my Twitch stream, I did a second annual game show fundraiser. We had various folks playing Password Plus. You know, the password is chair. Ding! You know, that old game show.
Oh! What? Did Front, did he hang up on us?
I guess the plus was the price was right there.
What happened?
Oh, price the wrong.
Wait, now look, he's got to be back. Okay, is this Ferran still?
What happened? You cut me off.
No, you said the password is chair, and we got a busy signal. You know, was the password not chair?
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently not, but you get the idea. The game show that just recently got revived on NBC this past summer, courtesy of Jimmy Fallon and all of his efforts on The Tonight Show, Kiki Palmer's hosting it. But this was the version in the late 70s, early 80s, hosted by, at least until he had passed, the original host of Password, Alan Ludden, or as many people probably better know him, Mr. Betty White. Yeah, that all kind of came out when she passed 11 and a half months ago.
Wow.
Now, my goodness.
See, I can see you, Fran, as a talk show host, because you got that
a
game show host. God, I think that's right up your alley.
Oh yeah, no, I love doing that stuff. I've done a bit of that with Family Feud, with Password. I've got Pyramid in the works, and I'm, you know, once again, I replenished the funds a little bit. I'm looking at some other game show software, trying to get Press Your Luck into the mix. Big Bucks, No Whammies, that game show. So I've got a few different things cooking, but the purpose last night in honor of my mother's passing was to raise money for the Lupus Foundation of America, and on my stream, twitch.tv/Ferran Burgundy, that's a shameless plug.
Love it.
In a little less than 5 hours, we raised $509.22 that's going to go to the Lupus Foundation of America. So I think all told, that was pretty good.
That's awesome, man.
That's fantastic. Now, you know what we should do? Maybe for like right around Christmas, right? You know, we should do a wrestling trivia. Ferran versus Kooks versus Arthur the Bullet Littman.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
Would that be fun, Ferran? Would you be down for that? Or are you probably, now that you bought a house, you're at work all the time, right?
I mean, I'd be good for that. I'd just have to look at the schedule, because I know that, you know, there's not a lot of free time in December. You know, most probably because some other coworkers, I'm going to throw them under the bus, but decided to take most of the... one coworker took December 23rd through 30th off from work. So thanks, Richard, for that one.
I resemble that comment.
Well, you at school is different.
Yeah,
know?
They closed that week. That's the greatest part of the year.
But we're never really taking off.
You're right.
Yeah. Let's go to our second job at home.
Yeah, right. That deserves
the damage. Yep.
Well, you're both parents, so of course, yeah, you're like Darren Young. You have no days off.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man. That was a good one. That was a good plug.
You could do a whole show about that.
No, but Friday, I'm excited, man. Like, I mean, you've been doing the color commentary at the Monster Factory, and Missy said so many great words about you. Danny has said great words about you, and I'm excited to see. Hopefully, you're like what Ian Riccoboni is doing, and you're on TV soon.
Hey, I'm just, like I said, I'm rolling with the punches and kind of going whatever happens. I figure if I, there's one thing as far as like setting a goal, but if I set expectations and don't meet them, it just sets up for disappointment. So my expectations are just to have fun and roll along with things and see what the heck happens as time goes by.
You know what? Now, look, one of the things we were talking about, and you might have heard us, we were talking with Danny about this as well, Survivor Series coming up. We were talking about Survivor Series moments. And I think one of the Survivor Series moments that overshadows pretty much every other great match really comes down to 1997, and you know the Montreal Screwjob. What is the Ferran feeling about the Montreal Screwjob? Who knew what? Shoot, work.
I'm over it at this point, just because we've heard so much about it over the course of the last 25 years, and it pains me to say that it's been 25 years since that happened. Mm. I think 25 years a week ago was the anniversary of it. Mm. It seemed to kind of go by with a whimper, I guess, which is probably a good thing because. Right. It's a story that has been told so often. It is to wrestling fans what "Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road" is to 70-year-olds.
You know what? I felt like the finish of that was, if you saw that Bret Hart biography that they did, I guess last summer, I think it was on A&E, and he talked about, I'd been carrying that bag of rocks on my shoulders for so long that I just decided I had to drop the bag of rocks, and then he could finally kind of forgive what had happened. And I remember thinking, wow, that was really like the visual of that was so heavy. Literally, he was carrying this bag of rocks, finally dropped it. And I think that it's ready for us. But I still think that one match is almost so synonymous with Survivor Series, even though it's not certainly maybe the greatest match. But, you know, that whole controversy, like you said, it's been talked to death.
I personally, and I don't mean for this to be a slight on Bret, because Bret's been one of my favorites my entire career. I've constantly said, you can go back in other interviews, that he's in my top five all-time favorite wrestlers. But I feel like he took that bag of rocks and didn't really drop it so much as transpose the contents to another bag that has his match with Goldberg from early 2000 WCW.
Right.
But right. He has not put that bag down.
Yeah.
Nope. Nowhere near.
Right.
So do you have a favorite moment in Survivor Series history, Ron?
Oh, man. I'm going back to, and I guess this is a little childhood nostalgia on my part, as stupid and goofy as it was, the very first Survivor Series that I had ever seen was 1993, and the Four Doinks match, which a lot of people tend to have negative things about because it doesn't have, and this is another word of the day for kooks, I think the over-under was about 4.5 minutes on when he was going to say it. It didn't have any work rate, but it was entertaining as hell for, you know, somebody like me who was 11, 12 years old at the time and was just looking for something goofy. But yeah, you had the Four Doinks, which was the Bushwhackers and Men on a Mission dressed in the Doink face paint and wig against, oh gosh, Bam Bam Bigelow, Bastion Booger, and the Head Shrinkers. Hmm. And it was silly, it was goofy, it was sports entertainment at its finest, but it's something that still sticks with me to this day, and not in an eye-rolling, negative kind of way. Like, there's definitely things to be taken from that, even though it's not your, you know, work-ratey type match.
Right. Work-ratey.
Well, you know, what about the Gobbledygooker and Mean Gene?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's definitely a classic moment, but I was a little too young and a little too Ritalin wasn't kicking in yet to be paying attention to wrestling in 1990.
Very true.
Were you looking for anything less than a full-on shoot from me? You know,
no, never. Well, never.
I shoot straight, but that's about the only thing that I do straight.
Damaged.
Yeah, just keep your finger on the button. Yeah.
It's right there.
It's right there. I love it. We gotta get you up here for
I heard you say earlier that story with Missy and the five little people in the bar was the funniest thing you ever heard, so now it's like, all right. Challenge accepted. I've got to remind you of who the hell I am.
Boom. You know what's funny is that it caught me so off guard, and she really had the way she delivered it. And the funniest thing, the thing that kept making me laugh even the next couple of days, the way she would say my midget and the head midget.
Yeah.
And I mean, and even right off the bat, and you're good at this too, Faran, is when she instantly said to herself and then said to the audience, if that's not politically incorrect, all these views are mine and not those of Montgomery County. And that's exactly when you're like, look, I'm going to get right to the edge and I'm not going to go over because I'm a professional. That makes me laugh so hard. And so you know exactly where she was going with that. But yeah, that midget story, that'll kill me. I think it was the funniest thing. So yeah, you got a bar set pretty high now. Although you always do make me laugh, Ron.
Well, yeah.
You and I are on that same page of knowing when to disclaimer ourselves.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, he can go from comedy to putting a kookamania at someone else in this place pretty quickly, live on Damage Radio. So
I'm really thinking if we could get Ron and Danny and maybe one other person, whether it's Arthur or somebody else, that would be a fun show, wrestling trivia.
Yep. I take points and all that.
So we got to pick a date and then see if Ron can get there.
Like a Jeopardy type thing, which I would totally put together if I wasn't one of the contestants.
Right, like a Jeopardy style thing.
That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
I'm on Ron's team.
Well, you got to host it, or we let Ron host it. You have to be one of the players. How about that?
Yeah, you'd have to be one of the contestants, and I could be the proverbial Alex Trebek to the myth.
All right, so now here's your homework,
Ron. I am part Canadian, so it's the bill.
Well, you need now to figure out what day you have open. Then if you want to make the Jeopardy-style game, you're also the host.
Yes.
See how that worked?
I love
it. We turned that right around. Yep.
Yeah, you turn that around. It's like, okay.
That's idea, but you're doing the work.
Yeah.
It's in my mind. What's left of it?
What's left?
Man, what a balloon knot move on your part.
Hey, look. Exactly.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, and congratulations on your house, Faran.
All right, I should probably go before I cause more trouble both with you guys and with work. I'm working right now.
If you want to call this work, I don't know.
Hey, that is, you know, I would say it's work, but you're so good at talking on the mic that this is not hard work.
Oh, that's fair. But, yeah, again, your station manager's there. He's probably already got a few beads of sweat going in the in the chair there, unless he's already gone back to the office or whatever.
He's taking notes.
There's no office. Taking it all in.
He's just taking it all in.
Yes, he is.
Who is this guy, and why have you allowed him on the airwaves for this long?
Yeah, shooting it straight.
There you go.
That's what I do.
Thanks, Faran.
Thanks,
Faran. You get no pull punches from me here. I work snug.
I love it, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate your time,
see
as
you,
always.
Pal.
All right, glad to help out here, and gobble gobble, mother fathers, and happy Thanksgiving.
See you, bro.
Faran out. Always a pleasure, man.
You know, now look, Ben, that might have been your first experience to the great Faran Dairy. Faran is one of our absolute favorite guests for a long time on Completely Damaged. You could hear by, first of all, he's got that great radio voice.
He
there's
does.
No doubt about it. And there's nobody sharper, nobody quicker, and really just more on the ball than Faran.
Golly, you know? Taking the scoreboard off tonight.
Well, look, and luckily I have a mic today. Last week I didn't have a mic, and RC would be like, Matt, what do you think? I'm like, I don't have a mic. Everybody had a mic but me.
I mean, you talked like, afterwards. I was like,
and then,
on.
Of course, I had to pull, you know, I had to pull the mic over at some point because I was, you know, I have a big mouth, so.
Boom.
Yeah, Randy, that gets a...
But yeah, Ben, you know, you're excited to come back and do your show, right? Yeah.
It's exciting, honestly. I'm excited to see all the new DJs, like everyone that's new to Mako, experiencing the studio, that wants to do a show. Everyone that's listening right now, it's exciting to hear like how excited everyone is about Mako Radio.
But what got you involved in wanting to be a part of the Mako Radio, coming to Mako, Montgomery County Community College and Bluebell? Like, what was your passion? Being in this field.
I've always done media production, even in high school.
Okay.
So it was always like the live sports, live taping.
Where'd you go?
Pepper Horse from high school. I see. Class of 2018, still in school, which isn't a big deal for this field, but always learning every day. So I feel like every day I at least learn something about myself, even in media production. There's something to learn every day.
Definitely. And the state-of-the-art facility you have here, like you only get to have some colleges,
yeah.
You know, and it's all right at your fingertips. And you're probably like salivating at the mouth because it's so, you know, it's awesome to be a part of this.
That's one way to put it, salivating at the mouth.
Hey, look, now I want to give a shout out. Ben brought in homemade brownies today for the meeting, and you want to talk about your mouth watering. They were fantastic, Ben.
Thank you.
Came from and look, anybody else that's out there.
Brownie points.
215-619-7366 is our number. Now, the hotline is warmed up because we had Danny Kukler, host of Hard and Heavy, and Ferran Derry, who is one of the commentators and well-known Completely Damaged guest, but one of the commentators at the Monster Factory, warming up the lines. If you want to be part of that, you know, group of great callers here. That number again, 215-619-7366. And Ben's actually acting like he's got a rotary phone in front of him. So if you know what a rotary phone is, you might remember the first ever Survivor Series. If not, you probably remember last year. But the, you know, hey.
Well, you were a fan when wrestling was pretty darn entertaining.
You know, when it was fun. Well, you know what's funny? Because I was actually thinking of that was I think I was looking back at a lot of those Survivor Series as we were kind of thinking about this. Was I probably didn't see the first couple ones until later because I don't think I had cable.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was really, you know, I remember one of my first definite memories of Survivor Series was 98. Because now Julia was about a year old. I had my own house. We had cable. That's when we used to get a lot of the pay-per-views.
Right.
So 2008, Deadly Game, right? Had the theme song. But now think about also that is probably, you know, when you think about a lot of those Survivor Series, they're a snapshot of who was big at the time.
Right.
Right. Now, do you remember, and I wrote this down because I could ask you because I knew that this would be somebody that you would remember. When you think about 1998, Deadly Game, the first match is Mankind versus a mystery opponent. Do you remember who it was? And it's a Damaged alumni. That's why I put you on the spot. A Damaged alumni, somebody who asked you the capital of Thailand.
Really?
It's Dwayne Gill.
No, it's
and they
really?
Say, here's Dwayne Gill, and it's a squash match. I mean, Mankind beats him, you know, in about a minute. But I was like, you remember that? Think about that. That was Survivor Series 98.
And he came
walking out, not as Gilbert, but as they're Dwayne like, Gill. Here's Dwayne Gill. That's and the funny thing, when you go back and watch a lot of those, I mean, it's kind of a who's who, but one of the funniest thing is it's X-Pac versus Steven Regal when Steven Regal had the real man's man.
Man's man.
He's the man's man. He must look back and just cringe at how bad that gimmick was. But when you think about it, you had Undertaker versus Kane. You had Mr.
You're
McMahon.
Thinking of turkey, aren't you?
Well, but I'm
under turkey.
You had the full under turkey. Oh yes, I'd like some mashed potatoes, Undertaker. Now pass them to your brother.
It's the thing.
You had Mr. McMahon was just coming into the whole Mr. McMahon character versus Austin. How can he sabotage Austin? And then really, when you think about it, the big main event, The Rock becomes heel Rock. And if you watch The Young Rock,
the latest
episode, he talked about going heel. Yeah. And he talked about trying to get over with that. And you know, and it's funny because he gets the win by cheating. And they're like, Rocky Maivia, what have you done? And it's just like, you know, so we were talking about Young Rock earlier. This is a swerve into a whole different conversation. But Young Rock, what do you think of that? We're on to season 3.
I really like the show because I like watching the Attitude Era as someone that didn't even grow up in that era.
Right.
I was born into the era. I was born in 99, so everything that was popular that year.
So I should check that show out then, right?
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I
got to pull my wig even tighter when, you know, when Ben says he's born in 99 and I'm thinking to myself, Julia was born in 97. That's my older daughter who will be 25 this month.
Oh, my.
And I have to make my wig real tight. You know,
25?
Yeah, well, I like checking out the network on Peacock so I can find the old matches and watch them.
Yeah.
Well, the Attitude Era was the best because you never knew what was going to happen.
See, now that's the funny thing. One of the things I was going to say about that was even in that pay-per-view, there's all kind of mystery opponents and who will it be? And if you go back to the earlier Survivor Series, they were more like, and I think Ferran even mentioned it was those like more tag team oriented things like that. After about the Attitude Era, now it just starts to get into Raw versus SmackDown. Right. Team Raw, Team SmackDown, it becomes a little more predictable. But I loved it when you kind of didn't know maybe who was going to be the mystery partner.
Yeah, I feel like everyone my age is used to, like, I guess it was Ruthless Aggression, like 2003, I guess.
John Cena saying that, that Ruthless Aggression.
And then that was like Ruthless 2013 aggression. With CM Punk's pipe bomb. That was the last thing I remember watching, and I was kind of like, oh, this is all fixed. Like the quote bill after, I didn't know this was broken.
And those were all great moments. Joey Styles quitting live on air, doing that thing, CM Punk's pipe bomb. Yeah. But back then, like what Matt's saying, the gimmicks. I love the gimmicks. Oh, yeah. Bastion Booker, like all those guys, like the Berserker, they all came out and it made Survivor Series because you knew, okay, he's definitely going to get eliminated the first, you know, Bushwhackers. Okay. Or then they would still do their gimmick while leaving.
Well, real similar to like Royal Rumble was you got to see some people that maybe you wouldn't normally see on a pay-per-view.
Right.
Because they'd bring them out for a 30-man match or something like that. Or the, you know, they'd be part of the Royal Rumble. The funny thing is, if you go back and watch the really early ones, it's still when it's a comic book. It's bright. It's red and yellow, brother. You know, it's Macho. It's Ultimate Warrior. Then it's you get the Undertaker. You know, you have Ric Flair. You know, you could go through the Mount Rushmore of the WWF at the time, you know, but I mean, when you really watch those, like those early, especially those early ones, which, like I said, I didn't probably see until much later.
Right.
Because I didn't have cable. But it's anything during like Hogan in that era, it's colorful. It's still, you know, now it's all, you know, black and white. Everybody has black trunks and, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Beyond the Mat is probably my favorite documentary for sports.
Yeah.
Because I would consider that a sports documentary. It's inspiring to watch every time I watch it.
Well, the best wrestling documentary ever is probably the QT Marshall story because we're in it.
Right,
of course. You know, so if he's listening, of course, you know, that's why everybody watches that movie because they can get a glimpse.
Within the first 5 minutes.
Of the studio here at Monaco Radio. It's nice to see him doing so well. That's a total tangent. It's nice to see him doing so well. You know, we should get Kooks back on the line to talk about, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, because you figure that summer, you know, that's a couple years ago. And now he's
It a couple years ago already?
Think about that. It's pre-COVID. Think about that. And right there, you got to add 2 years onto everything, which is totally crazy.
But to piggyback off what you were saying about the, you know, the early eras, WWF, think about the early eras of the merchandise. Like the like the action figures, the big ones, the Andre the Giant, and then you had your cereal.
Those wrestling buddies.
Yeah, wrestling buddies. You had your superstar cereal, and you had your little ice cream bars. Like all those.
Definitely someone selling wrestling figures on Facebook Marketplace right now for $5 a piece, probably.
But here's the thing: you can get a Dusty Rhodes you can sell for like $70.
That's because there'll be never anybody quite equaled. To the dream, baby.
Right. And like those gimmicks, they lived the gimmick. Now it's such a dime a dozen. They're in and out within a cup of coffee. Remember then, they bled the sport, you know?
I think now one of the things, and it's if you're a fan, maybe it's you like it, but it's almost oversaturated.
Yeah.
You know, you figure there's 3 hours on a Monday. You got how many hours on a Tuesday? You got how many hours on a Friday? Kooks was going AEW. I'm just talking to even WWE. And then you got the pay-per-view on the end of the month. So it's like, you know, I don't know. But then again, it's I think whatever generation you grow up with. I mean, I'm old. You're a little less old. You're a lot less old. Like, and you all came in at a different point. I think that's what's the exciting thing about wrestling is the fact that you can jump in, you know, wherever you jumped in, that's usually the thing that you remember the most. And you remember probably because you were a little kid. Like you're saying CM Punk pipe bomb. Yeah. To me, that's the beginning of the end of wrestling. Right. Because he's turning to the camera and acting as if we don't know that it's fake.
Right.
And people will say, well, you can't say it. Like even call back to last week when Missy talked about, you know, her dad telling her it was fake. When you start watching, you don't believe it's fake.
Right.
The day that you believe it's fake, it's a different thing, right? You have to believe that it's real, I think, or you're watching people do athletics, which there's an art to that as well. But I think, you know, so when he's turning the camera going, oh, I bet I just blew your mind. No, you didn't. We're in on it. We know what's going on. And that to me, you know, ever since after that, I'm definitely not a Punk fan, but you know, it changes it. It does.
Well, for you, Matt, going back into the '80s when the Bruno Sammartino era, and then also going behind the camera, filming countless and countless episodes of Damage at conventions, wrestling events, going to that Monster Factory documentary that we did when I became a wrestler for a day, did that kind of give some passion back to see kind of different aspect of professional wrestling?
Well, the thing that, for me, what it really established is I liked to see, one, you saw those mentors. You know, we had Royal was on there, and he was really talking about what he was going to do. And then Danny comes in, and I mean, obviously, look, anybody that's listening Completely Damaged, we talk about Danny Cage all the time. As a mentor to those students, they could not get somebody better. Right. And I find him to be such an inspiring character because he just seems to really, one, just really care about the business, but more than that, about the people. And that was what I left that day thinking, man, these kids are lucky to have somebody in their life who gives that much care to them. That was the main thing for me. Now, obviously, look, I think anytime you see anybody following their passion, whether they want to be a wrestler, whether they want to be the manager, maybe they want to be the person running the lights, maybe they aspire to be as good on the mic as Ferran, where he's calling commentary. Anything that you like, if you can follow that passion, that means a lot. So when you see somebody like we did that day with some really green people, he even tried to get you to do a front flip onto the mat. And I remember him saying, oh, look at that, you stallion, because you couldn't do it. But he waited till you could do it. And he kind of waved his hand. Well, it was all right.
Right.
You know, but it was, and that's, I think that's probably the most important thing. When you see those kind of things, that's what's inspiring. And everybody should go to the YouTube page and watch that video.
Definitely.
Damaged Radio, you're on the air. Modco Radio, where music and minds meet.
It's been the longest time since I've been on Modco Radio, but I miss it so much. This is Bobby Buffet.
Wow, Bobby Buffet, how are you?
What's going on, team?
What's going on, man?
You know, look, the one thing I'm going to say before you even say another word, I watched that promo that you had out with all your highlights on it. That's impressive, and I'll tell you, you've been putting in the work and getting the results. And that clip, those clips that you work together, fantastic.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm on a mission, man. I'm on a mission. And 2022 is a great year, but 2023, I'm looking forward to what's in the future. You know, I just got to keep working.
You know, you're doing great. I think even that. Now, look, it's funny. We were just talking. I don't know if you heard it. We were talking about the time that RC came down and got in the ring for a day and got to feel some bumps and got to take a little bit of heat. Now, at that same time, you were still pretty new breaking into the business. What are the things you've learned along the way?
Oh, man, I've learned so many things. I still remember that day, too. It was definitely one of my first couple of months being at the factory. But I would say the most important thing I learned is to just be open to, like, you know, different ways of doing things, like, you know, stuff like that. And I've also, one of the best things I've learned is to just give everything 100%, you know. Discipline is a huge part of this business, and being disciplined is giving me all the positive results I want.
And you know what? It's impressive. Well, like, you know, and I'm going to go back to it, but when you watch that video and you look at some of those highlights, and especially, and look, I can say it because I'm also a big guy, but man, you are agile. And then you're doing things on there that I couldn't do. If I took some of those bumps like you're taking, I wouldn't be able to walk again. You know, it's like, really, it's impressive. You're nimble for a big guy. And I don't mean that when I say a big guy, I mean a big guy, because I know I'm a big guy, but I'm not nimble.
Yeah, I get you wholeheartedly, man. It's all in the stretches, bro. You know, people, I got to kind of live up to the hype.
Definitely. Well, the feast is on, man. Turkey Slam 2022. You have put in the work, and now you've sky's the limit is for you. And just from our promos that we've done back in the day when you came up here and I did at the World Famous Monster Factory to now, you know, you were the world champion for, what, your third all time now? Where you were?
No, I'm the longest reigning.
Longest. Passing Riddle, passing Punisher Martinez, and just that's an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely was a freaking monument this moment to break the record. And just, I want to talk real quick because I don't want to get in the way, but yeah, you know, do the whole year of my reign, and I wasn't even supposed to be champion, you know what I'm saying? It really just defined my career as a whole. It was my way of showing everyone that I'm here to be a main event contender always. That's just my trade, you know.
Definitely. So the work that you're putting in now, that you see the results when you first started, and you heard people say this is what you got to do. Were you on board then, or now looking back at it, what are you feeling?
100%. I bought into the mission as soon as I joined. I manifested that. Like when I first started at the Monster Factory, I used to see the people who were heavyweight champions, see the people who were in the main event, and I'm always like, hey, one day I'm going to be like you guys. And, you know, they might not have believed me at the time, but I knew. I knew. So that was just me manifesting the vision. And then when it came, I mean, of course, it wasn't as I expected it, how I envisioned it, how I dreamed it, but I wouldn't trade my experience for the world because it shaped me so much into who I am today.
That's fantastic. Now, look, for anybody that's just tuning in, we have the Monster Factory champion, Bobby Buffet, on the line. And what we've been talking about through almost the whole episode is favorite Survivor Series moments. Does anything come to your mind? I'm putting you right on the spot.
Yeah, no. Well, unfortunately, I'm not the champion anymore. I just recently lost.
In our hearts, you are, though.
Yeah, a champion at the Monster Factory. How about that?
Thank you. No, but one of my favorite Survivor Series moments, and I just rewatched it a week ago. It was Survivor Series 2009, all right, when it was the triple threat for the WWE Championship. It was John Cena versus Triple H versus Shawn Michaels. Mind you, they were DX. They were together as DX at the time. Shawn Michaels and Triple H were my favorite wrestlers growing up. And I always kind of had a soft spot towards Shawn. And knowing they were DX, like, you know, everybody figured that they would work together, try to take John Cena out, and then at the end, you know, they do what they do. But at the beginning of the match, where Shawn Michaels super kicked Triple H, I don't know, it told the story that, you know, he wanted to be in that main event picture. He wanted to do whatever it took to get there. And it resonates with me. That's why I think that's my favorite Survivor Series moment.
Definitely. And it was, for you personally, 322 days, right? You were the longest reigning champion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you've done Impact. AEW hopefully is on the horizon very, very soon for you. And, we're just happy that you have been on this show. And, You told your story live on Damage throughout the whole couple years.
Oh, definitely. Look, Damage has grown right alongside the Monster Factory. You guys used to come, you know, do the interviews. I would like to see you guys flourish just as much as you guys like to see us flourish. It's just a support system in place with both of us. It's like it's a mercy. It's a mercy.
Definitely, Bobby. Well, hopefully next month we can get you back up here, or in January we get you back on up in Monca Radio and Bluebell.
Oh, I'd love to. Let me know. Say the word.
All right, we'll set it up, man. We appreciate your call.
Hey, look, have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat.
So you guys,
I'm going to go crazy on Facebook. I guys hope you enjoy it too.
And go crazy at Turkey Slam, okay?
Oh, yeah. This Saturday, everyone, get your tickets now. You can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. It's all the same. Real Bobby Buffet. You'll find me.
Fantastic.
And you're part of that 5-on-5 elimination, right?
Yes. I'm excited. This is the first Survivor Series type match I've ever got to do. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thanks for calling in, Bobby. We can't wait to see you up here soon.
All right. I can't wait.
Thanks, Bobby. Take care, guys. See ya. That's great. I'll tell you, we had a star-studded episode. Not
top
just
of the hour,
Danny
yeah.
Kukler, not just Fran Derry, not just Bobby Buffet, but we also had Ben Harvey
Thank
in the
you.
Studio.
Ben,
wow.
Thanks for coming up and being
First time
part,
being
man.
A guest
yeah.
on your show.
About time, man. We can't wait to have you back on.
Well, I'm not used to being the guest. I'm used to being the host sometimes.
Now, look, obviously, before we cut loose on this episode, because we have about a minute left, give your last-minute pitch that everybody should join in to our fundraiser this weekend.
So I feel like everyone needs to go to our website right now and just check out what we have available, because we're just asking that whether you have $1 to $5 to $10 to $15 maybe to donate towards the student pantry, because there's plenty of people that need food this time around.
As little as a dollar, people. We set it so you can just put in one single dollar.
Anyone can help.
It'd be great. Anybody can help.
Depends where you go, but that can get you one granola bar.
You can get a box for about $1.29 if you'd buy the, you know, not the name brand.
You get a coupon too.
$2.50, but you know.
Definitely.
But yeah, and look,
right?
Are you going to be here Saturday?
Yes, I'll be here.
So what time can people get an autograph and a photo with you?
I'll be here 11 a.m.
11 a.m., people. If you're in the sound of my voice, come down to the Advanced Technology Center on the Bluebell campus of Montgomery County Community College this Saturday, 11 o'clock. You can meet Ben. 5 o'clock, you can meet Kooks. I'll probably be here because I have to be here so that, you know, we make sure nothing weird happens.
And an assortment of radio hosts. Everything will be here. all day, you know, and you get Cook's autograph, you meet Ben, and see what happened here live at Montgomery County Community College.
And when Ben said go to our website, if you're listening, you probably know, but if you happen to be listening on the podcast, it's montcoradio.com.
Definitely. And Matt, always a pleasure being up here. Ben, great to have you on the debut.
Thank you.
So remember, don't keep it nice and neat, keep it completely damaged on montcoradio.com, where music and minds meet. Boom.
Completely damaged. Completely damaged.